This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. In Rosendale, New York tomorrow, a real underground poetry festival. It's called the Subterranean Poetry Gathering, and it's held in an abandoned mine. The Widow Jane Mine once supplied limestone for the cement that was used in, among other structures, the U.S. Capitol building, the Brooklyn Bridge, and the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty. Radio producer Jim Metzner sent this story about what attracts artists to the site.
This is a mysterious place, the kind you might dream about. You can explain it, but that won't take away the mystery.
When they walk into the mine, most people have never seen anything like this before. You're in a huge room with pillars, and the ceiling, in this area, the mine's about 23 feet high.
If an army of dwarves carved an enormous mine out of solid rock, it would look just like this, and they'd leave pillars of rock to hold the ceiling up.
What you don't see in the mine, like where we're sitting right now, the void spots, that would be the limestone.
The limestone the workers had taken out. And the limestone was made into cement.
That was used in the building of the Brooklyn Bridge, the pedestal, the Statue of Liberty, the U.S. Treasury building, the wings of the U.S. Capitol, and thousands of other very well-known public works projects.
So this place is in Rosendale, New York. It's in the Catskills, the home of Rip Van Winkle and the Hall of the Mountain King. And in its heyday, at the end of the 19th century, they mined the best cement in the world here, not that Portland cement you see today. This was natural cement.
They took the rock from the mines, they brought it to the kilns, they fired it with coal, and they ground it into a powder, and they packed it. Portland cement uses additives, and those additives supposedly replicate the strength of Rosendale Natural.
But Portland cement was cheaper to transport. You could build a factory anywhere, not just near a limestone mine. So after a while, all the natural cement mines closed down. They're filled with ghosts and memories and history. Gail Grunewald is with the Century House Historical Society, which is part of the Snyder Estate, which is home to the Widow Jane Mine.
Widow Jane was a relative of the Snyder family. Sometimes visitors come to the mine looking for the ladies in the gray dresses who are said to be Snyder relatives, but they're good ghosts. People have seen them on the property. I was one time having a little snack out in the front of the property on a table, and we actually saw a loaf of bread rise off the table.
The rock floor of the Widow Jane Mine slopes down to an underground lake, forming a natural amphitheater.
It's truly a mystery as to how large this mine is. There is no map that we know of to the Widow Jane Mine. Looking at the geology in the area, it's possible that this mine can run in total maybe a half a mile to three quarters of a mile from where we're sitting. Because of the lake, we obviously can't get in there to explore it.
They have concerts, theater, and performance art here from time to time. Flute player Steve Gorin and other musicians have been drawn to this place like it was an acoustical magnet. The sounds resound. The mine creates its own weather. There's a constant condensation and the sound of dripping water. In the late afternoon, the sun filters through a fog lying above the subterranean lake. On performance nights, there's hundreds of candles stuck in every crevice of the rock, and there's this weird, eerie glow to it all.
It's very primal, very visceral. At one point, it makes someone feel very small, but for the performers, you feel larger than life.
Poets like Carl Weldon perform in the Widow Jane Mine at the annual Subterranean Poetry Gathering.
am the spiritual roto-rooter of the downtown underground. I am the gutter-scraping, water-spraying street sweeper thundering past. The little rasp you hear in my voice is the Brillo pad scouring your conscience.
So, the next time you see the Brooklyn Bridge, or the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty, think of the space they left behind, and fill your imagination with its sound. For NPR News, I'm Jim Metzner.